never remember that you said
our
that.
Our word against the... Yeah.
Yeah, Chris didn't make just a really funny joke that didn't land right now at all.
Was it a funny joke?
Okay. Funny joke is very generous to anything I may or may not have said. Welcome, everybody.
Hey!
All right. So, previously, Dungeons & Dragons, having escaped from the jungle of two returns...
Yeah.
You all caught up on your rest, recovering from the levels of exhaustion from your very epic run that you had to go on. And so we started the last session with you all picking up some custom-made armor that you had Ola Green, Master Blacksmith in Hokkaido, make for you out of the diamond dragon scales that you looted off of Yurgo's body. So, Taika got plate mail. That is made of adamantine with a diamond dragon scale in the center with polished bits of dragon scales arranged aesthetically around it and room for her wings in the back.
Yeah.
Shim's got a glamored breastplate that's metal. It has a dragon scale that's carved like a flame in the front of it with the carving and polishing done in such a way that it only reflects sort of the flame orange and reds and yellow colors of the flame, so it just sort of looks like a shimmering flame on your chest. And Inari got a studded leather that uses dragon scales, the studs, that is almost corsetish.
Covered in studs.
And appearance. And then she also gifted a dragon scale necklace for Tony, so Tony didn't feel left out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you all discussed what to do next and decided that you needed to kill Louis, as per your promise to Dana Vera.
Uh-huh.
And in order to do that, you all would need to find him. Taika tried calling her favor in from Talia, but Talia hadn't seen him for a little over a month, it sounds like. She says she last saw him in Cilia. And so y'all headed to Bronzeport. Taika decided to visit Sundra, her person who can find anything anywhere. And so she paid her 100 platinum pieces to find Louis. And Louis found her, she found Louis sleeping in a country called Riderva, in a city called Zadora.
Adora.
But before you could go, Taika, Sundra reminded you that you owed her a favor and pulled a script of paper, a document that would transfer ownership of the building that she lives in to herself. In a somewhat twist of a surprise, her a mystical hex blood, you know, seer. It turns out she has to pay rent like the fucking rest of us. And her landlord is raising it, and she wants to own the building outright so that she can lower the rent on the shop above, which has coffee she likes, and the families above that that has an adorable baby girl that she sometimes babysits. So, Nari went bar hopping for gossip and ended up making her way into a small nameless tavern frequented by fishermen and stevedores. She, despite trying to grunge herself down a bit, still stood out in this tavern that hasn't had a new patron in a decade.
What?
She generally had a good time with them, listening to argue about whether or not the Horned Claw assassinated Ramamana, slipping 5 gold pieces into each of their pockets when they weren't looking. And then finally, Shims and Tony spent the day in their hermetically sealed pineapple chamber, the chalkboard, and through some literally impossible rolls, managed to develop a machine, a magical machine that is able to turn a pineapple into a bottle of wine over the course of 4 hours.
It's true.
You know that it works, but you're not quite sure how it works.
Pineapple.
And you decide on the catchphrase bibbidi bobbidi booze for your wine.
Bibbidi bobbidi booze.
Alright, so the next
day. Wine apple was also a pretty good name, though.
Yeah. So the next day, you decided the first thing you wanted to do was help out Sundra, and so you figured out the best way to take on Vincenzo York. After getting some information from Harita about him, that he's basically a slumlord that's an annoyance to the city council. You all figured out that he was getting lunch along with a bunch of other upper crust people at a posh restaurant in Filigree Heights called Madeline's. That all the upper crust folks there go there for a tea service. So you split up. Taika, dressed as Keldolin, went to the city council record hall to look up the property value in a very exciting heist of sorts.
Edge of my seat.
Right.
Finding out that the building in question was only worth 150 gold pieces.
I'm still so mad. It's so funny. I'm so fucking mad about that.
Also, I forgot to give this result to you last time, but you also tried to find other property records for him. But you were only able to find one other property record for him. Mm-hmm. Just because they're not listed, there's no index by owner, so basically you were just kind of wildly looking through various records.
What was the other place?
Another building that kind of has shops on the first floor and like apartments above it.
Same area?
In Old Town, yeah, it's worth 200 gold pieces. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Gotcha.
and then Team Dirt, as they called themselves, went to Madeline's. Do I even need to recap this? We all know what happened.
We all know what happened.
Tony became an eccentric character named Leslie Presley, and Ari posed as his valet, Jennifer Trout. And
is that your name? I forgot that. What else was worth remembering other than Leslie Presley?
You got Bootsy.
Oh, yeah.
Bootsy. Yeah.
Shim snuck into the kitchen staff. And so Leslie Presley made his entrance with a "Get ready, girls, here I come." And so basically, condensing this down a little bit, some relevant information that you found out. First, that Vincenzo York has a half-orc valet named Yaz Foster. You also know that Yaz Foster is protective of Vincenzo York and is easy to anger if she feels like he's being threatened. Mm. Shims, you found out that Vincenzo York has a severe peanut allergy.
Oh, that's right.
Let's kill him.
And those of you in the main room found out that he is considered new money, and you got the idea from him that he desperately wants to be in this world, but has yet to achieve full acceptance. And so the fact that Leslie Presley waltzed in and immediately got like a bunch of love and attention from all these old biddies that he's been trying to impress for a long time, infuriated him. And after Shims got fired for cutting the vegetables wrong and convincing the chef that she had in fact hired her,
out a silver piece richer.
Yeah, a silver piece richer. Shims, as she was leaving the restaurant, was ensnared into Tony / Leslie Presley's performance. Being given the name of Bootsy Grimwald of the Rakad Grimwalds. And y'all convinced the old fuddy-duddies that Bootsy makes a habit of pretending to be the kitchen staff and seeing how long she can do it before getting kicked out.
Honestly, that was a good lie.
Yeah,
like, that's so believable that an eccentric or super rich person would think it was so fun to do that.
Mm-hmm. How long did you make it this time, Bootsy?
And then when the chef came out and did a double take at Jim sitting at the table with the rest of his high-paying customers, the lady is called out, "You got Bootsy, dear."
That was funny.
Oh, God.
So fucking
funny. And so, yeah, you managed to get Vincenzo York to leave in anger as Bootsy was even being accepted by these ladies and he wasn't.
Hilarious.
And so you got the sending stone contact of Arabelle Wool, told her that you lived in Rakad along with Bootsy here, and to look her up anytime. She pulled out her very bespoke sending stone, and you pulled out one that looked even nicer and kissed her, which caused her to lean into you, whisper into your ear that if you ever upstage her like that again, she'll end you. But then she immediately, once she leaned back, just immediately, like I said, tells you, "You come back anytime."
Pissed her off there right at the very end.
Leslie Presley kissed Arabelle on the cheeks, nearly blowing Tony's cover as his whiskers tickled her face.
Yeah.
But then she smacked his valet on the ass and left along with Bootsy and Jennifer Trout. And you all made your way back to Camp Chaos to regroup. It is still the 13th of Rebirth. This is session 96. It is rest day. Fantasy Saturday. You all are back in Camp Chaos in the late afternoon. Regrouping, probably still a little energetically high from your exploits, some of you. And so what would you like to do?
Well, should we figure out our plan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely need to get to, wherever the fuck. Rederva?
Rederva. Zadora and Rederva.
Zadora. First, though, are there banks?
Yeah.
Bank wouldn't be open today.
Probably not, no. It's a weekend.
I don't have any contacts here. So I'm going to call Harita. Mm-hmm. Hey, bitch.
Again, yes, hello.
Yeah. I need to know if you know a lawyer who's a real son of a bitch who will get me what I want, regardless of the consequences, mostly. I want to ruin a rich person's life. Fully.
Legally?
Yeah. Mostly. Within the bounds of legality, because that's different for you rich than it is for us poor. I'm not poor anymore, but that's the way I came up.
That's just this. Yeah, you're what we would call new money.
I know. I'm aware. And honestly, Harita, I have this new money. I want to violate somebody with it.
Oh my.
That's what I want to happen.
All right. Well, the barrister you're looking for.
Oh my God, rich on rich crime.
What has the world come to?
The barrister you're looking for is a woman named Radaris Varga. R-A-D-A-R.
Oh, wow, I'm already wrong. Hold on. R-A-D?
Like radar is.
Okay.
Varga. V-A-R-G-A.
Okay.
That was the name of one of my first ever characters.
Radaris Varga?
No, Varga.
I was going to be like, what the
fuck? How?
Steal from my memories?
Shit, she knows. I've been reading through her character journals.
I did just recycle it, I think, so maybe you can go through my recycling.
This one piece of hair.
You go outside and Chris is going through your trash.
Oh, God.
He's like, nothing to see here.
In a raccoon kigurumi. I've got a real raccoon with me for some reason.
You guys high five before he ran away.
We did it.
Next time you come over, I'm just washing my food in the sink.
Oh my God.
All right. So, yeah, Radaris Varga. You'd like her. You two would get along.
Awesome. Where can I find her?
You can find her in Clockmaker's Row.
Would it be inappropriate for me to go find her today?
No, she works most days.
Perfect, yeah, because we got to leave town again. Clockmaker's Row, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Harita.
Yep.
Bye.
Oh, Harita.
Bye, bitch.
Always. I like how Harita always knows when we're up to some fuck shit, because we just got to keep asking her for, like, increasingly suspicious favors.
Right?
Hi. No reason in particular. Do you know a lawyer?
Well, I mean, I told her why.
That's probably the least surprising question she's had from you.
I mean,
she's like, how long
has
it taken you to ask me this question?
Y'all need a lawyer. Shit. All right, well, I'm going to go to Clockmaker's Row, and I imagine I'm doing this while they're still
giggling about
doing lawyer. All that. Because my shit didn't take that long.
No. Well, you that there is honest.
It's fair. Fair.
Came in, we blessed them with our presence, and we
came
left.
In like a wrecking ball.
But yeah, so you can say that you asked that while you were over kind of near the City Hall area.
Cool. So I will go to Clockmaker's Row. Nice.
Clockmaker,
make me a clock.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Alright, so. Yeah, Clockmaker's Row is actually not too far from Old Town, and it's not too far from where you're at. Hilltop is where sort of those city buildings are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
The big exception being Fort Sahir, which is where the general is. And everybody just seems to want to be...
The other side of town. Yeah, for
Why?
Sure.
Why?
Right, don't want to be in the orbit of that too much.
Why? All right,
so you head down from Hilltop to Clockmaker's Row. And kind of walk up and down the streets until you see a sign that just says Barrister Varga.
Okay. I'll knock on the door.
The door says open.
Oh, okay. Well, I walk in. Rudely.
Oh, are you still as Calderon?
Yeah, still Calderon.
With your suit on.
Yep, I got my suit on.
As you walk in, you see an empty receptionist desk, and then like a door that leads further back, and you hear a voice from behind the door say, "Come on back."
All right, I'll go through.
You open the door, and you see sitting behind a just desk that is buried in paperwork, though she's leaning back in a chair with her feet up on it, with a what looks to be some sort of smutty novel in one hand.
I was going to say like some sort of film noir, but that's not what this is.
You see a tiefling. She's got a sort of violet-colored skin. And then just sort of these large kind of like curly like goat horns.
Ooh.
And a pair of little readers on. She's dressed in a sort of a black outfit with a red tie on.
Awesome. Hi.
She shuts her book and just kind of tosses it behind her. And she says, what kind of trouble are you in?
I'm about to make some trouble.
Ah, she says, you've come to the right office, so have a seat.
Perfect. I close the door behind me,
mm-hmm.
And I drop my disguise. You might know who I am.
She says, she kind of squints at you. No?
Okay.
Should I?
We are a little bit famous.
Insight checker?
Oh, I should. But my first roll is a 19, and I don't want to waste it on
that. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, insight check.
Yeah, can I roll an insight check right now?
A 19 insight.
I was joking. You don't actually have to roll it.
Would be a 27. It's way too much. Plus, this person comes Harita recommended, so I'm not worried. My name's Taika. We kill dragons. We kill. Oh, wait. Nobody knows about that. We kill demons. I'm part of the Horn and Claw.
That's where I've heard of Taika. Horn and Claw. She says, yeah, there's been all sorts of mischief in this town. So
that's
she says,
true.
Killed a wizard.
Yeah, we killed the wizard. God, that's been a hot fucking minute ago.
That's the least
of our successes.
She says, so who have you killed this time?
Nobody yet. He's super rich, and actually, instead of killing him, I want to ruin his life. I want him to regret waking up in the morning. And I pull out a bag. Guys, just so you know, I'm about to make myself poor. I pull out a bag of 7,000 gold, set it on the table. His name's Vincenzo York.
She says, that's the name I recognize.
Yeah. He's super rich, way richer than me. That's 7,000 gold. I want you to use that to buy every property you can. I want him poorer and poorer every single day.
Is he willing to sell?
Well, I kind of got the impression that you might be able to help that.
She kind of puts her feet on the ground and leans in. She says, who recommended you to me?
What's Harita's last name?
Vamshi.
Harita Vamshi.
Harita Vamshi?
Vamshi.
Harita Vamshi.
She says, oh, there's a name.
She said that we would get along really well.
She says, so, interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She says, so I take it that you're looking for a lawyer who's willing to get their hands a little dirty.
Yes.
And that's why Harita sent you to me.
Yes.
You've joined the dirt squad.
And it also, I mean, let's be real, it wouldn't hurt for me to have a lawyer in this town. Just we keep coming to
You should always have legal representation in any town.
Well, this one in particular, we keep doing shit.
You look down and the coin purse is gone.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't even see her move.
Oh, good. Cool.
She says, well, I've accepted your retainer.
I can see that.
She says, so what do you know about this Vincenzo York? Where is he weak?
He has a peanut allergy.
She says, oh, no, I'm a lawyer, not an assassin.
Well, I'm just giving you a tableau, because it was a tableau where this information was found out at. So there is that. He's a desperate little bitch boy who wants to be in with the old money. And when someone else does a little bit better than him, he has a childish little fit. And what else did we find out? Was that kind of it?
I'm
trying to remember.
His valet is...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his valet is super protective and just flies into a rage, it seems like.
You say he's insecure about...
Really insecure, yeah. That's what we got from one hilarious little, 20-minute fuck-around-find-out lunch.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good start. She says, you want to break his spirit?
I would love that. Mostly I want all his properties, but I also just don't like a slumlord.
Do you have a list of his properties?
I have two, so I'll put the two on there. In particular, this one, I'll pull out the deed. Mm-hmm. I need someone else's signature on this deed. It's the person who wants to own that building.
She says, oh, I can see, yeah, it's been filled out already, except for the signature that's needed for one Mr. York.
Yep, exactly. So that's what started all this, but then I got to know him a little bit. And he offends my sensibilities.
Okay. Well, I think Mr. York's about to have a very bad week.
I love it.
And hopefully many more bad weeks after that.
Just so you know, I'm leaving town today.
All plausible deniability. As your counsel, I highly recommend that.
Amazing. Yeah. I want to be the landlord for Old Town. So that retainer, if you have money left over and there's more buildings to buy and more rich fucks' lives to ruin... Just feel free. Just go ham. And let me know if you need more money.
I always need more money.
Yeah, but...
she says, all right, well, we'll make this work.
I pull out my sending stone.
She
pulls out a set of three and yeah. Decides which one.
Yeah, she taps on the she says, just, let me know. I may have to switch this one out at some point.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you cast a sending spell?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know when we're going to be back here, but...
She says, I'll give you a heads up if I have to toss this one and get another one.
Okay. In our heads, are you guys okay if I give my new lawyer our door address so that she can give us a letter if need be?
Yeah.
Sure. Cool. You can, at this door, you could leave a message if, like, slip it under the door.
All right.
Nobody's going to answer.
Nope.
Cool. Thanks.
All right.
Do you need any more info from me?
She says, let me just check one thing. She casts a spell. Oh, no, I'm good.
What was that?
Apparently you all are legends. All right.
Oh, did she cast legend lore?
Yeah.
What did it say about us?
She says, kill a white diamond dragon, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did it?
Wait, I don't
know about D&D. What does she do?
Legend lore. It's a spell that tells you lore about famous things.
And we are of legendary status.
And if you cast it on somebody that's not famous, it just makes a sad trombone noise.
So that's amazing. Is that the only reason we're legendary? Just the dragon?
She says that's the most recent thing it mentioned.
Oh my god, I want to know. That's so cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You've really made my day very bright.
All right. Hopefully I've made it as bright as Vincenzo's is about to get dark.
I love it. In your heads. Guys, we're of legendary status.
Did we know that already?
I don't think he did.
Oh, I thought.
Or maybe he did. I don't know.
I thought we.
I can't say because there's information I could have given you. I don't know if I did.
Okay.
So that's a minor spoiler in of itself.
Cool.
Oh. What does that mean?
I will not say anything.
Fuck you! What is this? I don't like secrets. Not unless they're mine.
All right. So you head back to the Camp Chaos, where you meet up with everybody else.
Guys, I hired a lawyer to ruin Vincenzo's life.
Love it.
I'm so happy.
How proper.
Hum?
I said how proper. We could just go kill him.
Yeah, but I want him to be alive.
Up there.
I don't like him.
They're not going to suffer then.
Exactly! Plus, I basically told her that I want to own Old Town. So I'm about to be a property owner. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Benevolent.
Yeah. Hopefully. Plus, the people down here are so fucked by the people up there. You know? I hate it a lot. In very specific ways.
As long as you don't become that which you hate.
No. Definitely won't.
We'll keep you in check. Which is that?
Hmm?
So what witch is that?
What witch is that?
As long as you become that which you hate.
Yeah, that witch you hate. I mean, I grew up on the streets, so not a lot of chance of me trying to fuck up other people over the way I was fucked over, so.
Hi.
Cool. Yeah.
Alright, so you'll meet back up at Camp Chaos, share everything you learned.
Watch out.
Oh, no. That's a free lap.
There's a Frodo appearance, Leia.
Look at my lap.
Oh. Baby.
A baby.
I'm so sorry.
I swear he gets fluffier every time I see him.
He's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you're just a vehicle. My mom's lap.
Yeah, this is a highway.
Yeah. I'm trying to get there and somewhere. Immediately was like, hello.
Excuse me.
Make it through. Coming through. Aw, what a cutie.
Such fun for him.
He's the bestest kitty around. Oof.
No,
he just is such a friendly little face.
Mm-hmm.
And he always looks a little bit confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like me. Alright, so, what do y'all do?
Well, I know where we're going to get Louis.
Can we get peanuts just like in case? Just kind of like get a little.
Just have a stash.
Just in case. You never know.
For what?
Vincenzo.
Oh, guys, no, the lawyer peanuts. Told me specifically that she wouldn't use that information, so we're not.
I think James is just
I'm
saying.
I'm not saying she has to, I'm saying we might.
Just in case.
You know?
I mean,
throw some peanuts at him.
If you want to go get peanuts, that's fine, but our job now is to never come in contact with that man ever again. Because I paid 7,000 gold for this to happen while we're out of town. So.
Oh, so do we have to leave town?
I mean, we don't have to, but I want to go get Louis.
Mm.
He's in Zadora in a country called Redurva.
Mm.
I don't know how we're going to get there. Maybe could you call Magpie?
Sure.
Wait. See if she has some way of getting over there. She seems to be a world hopping traveler.
Yeah.
Hey, Magpie.
Go for Magpie.
You got a way to get to Redurva?
She says that's over in the Obsidian Rim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you help us?
Shit.
Well, of course.
Absolutely
well,
not surprising in the least.
No.
We'll stop by shortly.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Oh, what?
Nothing.
What?
I'm not hearing this conversation.
Well, I'll wait.
You're
in Sending Stone.
Oh, it's Sending Stone?
Yeah.
Can we go tomorrow? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably shouldn't go out and about too much today, but...
What's today?
I want to shop or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just come on.
We should give Magpie a little sampling of the pineapple wine.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, totally.
I re-listened to one of our episodes. I don't know that Magpie... What the fuck?
Oh, it's the... No, I think it's the...
Oh, my God, is it getting worse? The litter robot?
No.
Is it the litter robot? Or was it
oh, it may have been outside. I don't know.
That was just the car going by.
Oh,
never mind. I don't know what I was saying.
I do need to install that new motor.
Pineapple wine. Oh, you were saying that Magpie doesn't like pineapple wine?
Not 100% sure she wants like a bunch of it, so maybe just like a sampler.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Alright, so.
What are you shopping for?
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you're going to take off and shop. What is everyone else going to do while she does that? Just hang out?
Yeah, I mean, work on some more pineapple wine, get the stockpile going if we can, kind of figure out how long it's going to take us to fill in our inventory enough to start selling.
I will say, since you've already built the machine, if you and Shims want to work together, Shims could probably whip up a very quick and simple automaton to load pineapples into bottles so that it can be producing
while we're gone.
While you're gone.
Nice.
Oh,
ooh, like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Basically, yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so that's what you guys spend your afternoon doing. And then what about you?
Do you want company shopping? I don't have anything else to do.
All right. So basically, we've got team making a pineapple wine factory.
Yeah. Every day, a new edition.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Why don't you two go and give me Arcana checks real quick?
Nat 20.
Nice.
Sorry.
Plus
9.
29. 25. Okay.
Nice. So we did okay. I'm just all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got, you've built a little automaton that, like, picks up a pineapple, checks if it's good, puts it in the machine, 4 hours later, takes the full bottle of wine, corks it, seals it, and then puts it in a box.
Nice.
Wow.
I like the quality control piece of it.
That's what
spoke
the Nat 20
to my
gives
little
you.
Heart.
Yeah.
Spoke to my little heart.
The Nat 20 gives
should
you the quality control.
Should we name them?
Ooh.
Oh, the automaton? Do you think it's just one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one. It's just one that
does it. Should it start with a P because they deal with pineapple wine?
Pine wine.
Yes.
Or a B because it's bippity boppity booze.
Yeah.
Beep bop.
Or PB for P. Just call him Peter.
Oh, his name is Bippity. The machine's name is Boppity, and it gets booze.
I like that a lot.
Bippity, boppity, booze!
Nice.
No, it's y'all's machine, so what do you want
to do? That's fine.
Sure. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. So, in your character journal, I'd like you to start keeping track of.
Ooh.
You get 6 bottles of wine a day.
Okay.
So today, at the end of today, you have 6. So every time you take every time the day ticks over, you have another 6 bottles of wine. So
just keep track. Yeah.
I'd like you to keep track of that.
6 bottles of wine on the wall. 6 bottles of wine. Another day goes by. Something.
I don't know.
This joke just keeps evolving.
I mean, end goal campaign for Tony is just going to be like a pineapple wine magnate.
Yeah. Right.
And you can get around, so you can go worldwide with this.
All right.
Just call me Jay Pineapple Morgan.
We're going to the Obsidian Rim. Like, this is going to be a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah.
This is going to be your indelible stamp on the world after the campaign's done. In future campaigns, they'll be like, would you like ale wine or pineapple wine?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's going to be, like, by the end of, like, 100 years after this campaign is over, people are going to be like, did you know the guy who made the pineapple wine also saved the world?
Exactly.
The prices go up a little bit.
It's, right. Like, fun trivia.
Yeah. Everything made from this year is, like, more expensive.
Yeah.
All right, Inari, where are you taking Kaika?
Can you remind me, Harita's house was, like...
In Philadelphia Heights.
Yeah, it was messy, not from uncleanliness, but just from, like, disorganization.
Yeah.
And
the lack of ability to, like, a time to really organize things, yeah.
Does it...
Though, you will notice, I will say that since you were coming to her house more often...
I was gonna ask last session.
The parts that you guys hang out in are a little more cleany.
A little bit more effort.
I was going to try and, like, I want to give her something. I want to get her something. But I want it to be something that will be, like, useful, if that would make sense. So, based on, like, I know, like, getting a robot wouldn't be, like, I think she already has Mirror. But, like, I don't know. From what I know of her house, what is there something that, like, she would appreciate or use, or something that, like, I don't know, something that she wouldn't think is an issue, but then if I give her something that's, like, would solve it, would then realize that her life is easier or something like that?
You're not thinking about, like, getting your girlfriend a vacuum cleaner?
No, not like that.
What kind of gift do you give to an artificer who can basically make everything for herself?
I've been trying to think about something, but I'm...
I don't
actually spend time with her, so I don't know.
In real life, yeah, for sure.
Something that you could possibly get her that she wouldn't get for herself is, like, jewelry or clothing. Like, she dresses nicely, but, like, you get the idea that, like, you've seen her in the same outfits a lot. So, so it's not like she has an extensive wardrobe, but she has the occasional, like her outfit that she had for the New Year's party was, like, obviously couture that she had milling for that. But, like, that's not something she does very often. But,
okay. And I know her measurements.
You're well acquainted, yes.
Okay, yeah.
And so what's her measurements? You're like, about this big?
This big.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, I'll...
Stuff it so I can check?
I'll do, like, 3 nice outfits and, like, a set or 2 sets of jewelry or something.
Okay, wonderful. Is that something,
I'm just gonna break into her house, aka just go in without telling her, and, like, leave it for her and not say anything.
Okay. Nice.
How much money do I spend?
How much would you like to spend on it?
Well, how much would, like, a nice outfit be, like, just a regular, like, nice outfit?
I think aristocrat clothes technically cost 10 gold pieces.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So. I'll do 50 on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she can get really fancy ornate jewelry, so maybe I'll do, like, a necklace and earrings that are, like, delicate, and maybe, I don't know.
Oh, you know what you could do?
The dragon scale.
I was going to say, you could give her some dragon scale jewelry, because she was, like, the invisible part of that heist.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, she could get her a clutch that's a bag of holding.
Ooh.
Like, something really pretty and fancy.
Ooh.
But, like, small.
To match the outfit?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The dragon scale jewelry, and then a super fancy, pretty clutch bag of holding.
Cool.
How much more money would that be?
On top of the clothes. 500, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd say 1,000 gold pieces altogether.
Nice.
Because you're getting basically like a Louis Vuitton bag of holding. Yeah. So, you know, it costs twice as much as it should.
That. Perfect. Okay. And then I'll just, like, not like hidden away, but just not anywhere that, like, it's like presenting it to her.
So this is pretty serious, huh?
No, it's not.
I'm sorry, what?
Why are you scared of commitment?
Anari would say, no, it's
not. We don't know there.
What do you mean, no, it's not? You just dropped, like, over 1,000 gold getting this bitch close.
You dropped 7,000 gold on...
To ruin a man's life!
Yeah.
So... not someone I'm fucking! I mean, come on! You gotta be kidding me, right?
No, let's go back.
Oh,
I wonder what Tony and Chefs are up to.
Ooh, girly, with all your insight. Okie doke.
I like this. This is a, like, in-character conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she knows what's up. Anari's in denial.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, surely you guys are going to get married soon, right?
What's that? I think I saw somebody do something bad over there. You might want to pay attention. Oh, it's Vincenzo. We should.
Oh, roll me a deception check. Roll me an insight check.
God. I don't
27. Know. First roll of the day. She's deception. Still going to fucking beat me.
No, I won't. 25. But I rolled a 2, which means a 10. That's perfect.
25. I pleased this punch, and I realized that.
Yeah. That was so good.
Yes.
It makes it even better that we rolled exact opposites.
Right. Never gonna happen again. Never again. Okay. So yeah, I just keep staring at you.
Mm.
All right, let's go. Oh, but I'll always know. And I walk away. Amazing. Inari spends a huge amount of money.
Roll me.
On the girl she's gonna marry.
Roll me a...
Who, me?
You. Mm-hmm. Just an insight check.
A second one?
Yeah, this is a second insight check. Or something completely different.
Doesn't matter. 10.
10? Okay.
Should I use a coin?
Do you want to use a coin? That wasn't an 18. For something that's purely an RP thing?
I don't know. I can't.
Well, then use your coin. Take it. I'll take that coin.
Should I?
Should you?
Do it. You can use my coin for something else if you want.
Dang it! I knew I shouldn't have. I knew it was a fucking waste. Damn it! 13. Damn it!
I will say with a 13, I will just say with a 13, perhaps as she's walking away kind of quietly, you suddenly just sort of remember that she's been engaged before.
Oh.
And what happened to her.
Fair enough.
Previous fiancé in the not so recent, or not so distant past.
Fair enough. Okay. I'm just gonna take that and keep walking. And the note remains the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, less than 4 months ago.
No, that's like a really insensitive question.
Wait, listen, ask it. That's when we got involved.
Less than 4 months ago is when he sacrificed his ability to ever be brought back.
But he's been dead for over a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But in this world of resurrection, she only truly lost him.
Mm. Did you tell us that? Do we know that? Oh.
Yeah. Pretty sure I did.
Mm-hmm. It's been like he also dug up his finger bone once.
Yes. Did do that.
I had it for a while.
Presumably you still have it?
No, I buried it when we were, I don't remember the name, but when we were like in the wilderness with that guy, right?
Yeah.
Those people.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that happened.
It was at the, wasn't it like at the wilderness like cabin that you guys found and you thought that you really liked it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like near the tree or something.
Yeah, that one like weird druid who lived out there by himself.
Yes. Mm.
That started hanging out with your brother.
No, this is just a guy who you guys ran into like when you're traveling between the Ezatari Keep and back down to
Gotcha.
You were real sus of him because he was just living out in the wilderness by himself.
That's nice.
He's just a druid, and that's a druid thing to do.
Yeah. But you guys were so sus.
I mean, I stand by all of our suspicions, even if they're unfounded.
I mean, it's in my world, so it's always founded.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know. I've been here for a hot minute.
10 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
No.
That's... They've been playing together as long as Critical.
10 years.
They're doing their 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
We actually started playing together, and I remember Amanda saying, oh yeah, there's this new show that I just started watching.
That's
hilarious.
And
it was Critical Role.
Well, that's so funny.
Yep.
Your Critical Role is what made her want to start playing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's cool.
Yep.
Alright, so. Yeah, because she's a big geek and sundry nerd. For the Critical Role, so sorry. So, you all meet back up, having made your purchases and dropped them off.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, are you going to do some sort of, like, release event when you're for your wine or anything?
Yeah, I think we should probably have some sort of a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should start planning for that.
Yeah.
I'll be there as a bodyguard, I guess.
You'll be the like the attractive young woman. Companies always hire to like hand out samples.
Yeah,
people.
You'll be my shot girl.
Shot girl. Oh no.
And of course, Shims will be manning the DJ tables.
Yes.
Just spinning records. All right. So you'll meet back up. It is starting to get late in the day. You've already contacted Magpie. She's expecting you. You can go anytime. Would you like to stay here in Camp Chaos tonight, or would you like to go to Magpie?
Go there tonight, so you've got a full complement of spells.
Mm, smart.
And leave tomorrow morning.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay, so you use teleportation circle.
Mm-hmm.
Let Magpie know. You arrive back in the Ajuba Wizard's Tower. Where Magpie greets you and opens the door from the teleportation room.
What's up?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. What's my favorite adventuring party up to today?
Ruining lives!
So just the next usual day for you, then?
You know what? I paid someone else to do it this time.
Oh, aren't you moving up in the world?
trying to join your ranks, Magpie.
She says she's leading up the stairs. So where in Rederva do you need to go?
Zadora is the name of the place. But obviously we can walk if needed, where we need to go.
Well, I bet Magpie can get us pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I can get you right there. Yes. I have a friend that lives in Zadora.
Of course you do.
Is your friend cute?
Not to you.
To Why you? Do you assume that?
I feel like Magpie knows what I like.
A little furrier than I think Inari would.
It's a bone friend. Got it.
Bone friend? He's not a skeleton.
A fuck friend. I didn't want to ask about it.
Oh, no.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
I believe you.
So, brother, what have you been up to lately?
Well, remember that pineapple wine I was working on?
Oh yeah, I do.
Oh yeah.
I have gotten
perfected it.
Up and running. I brought you some samples from our newest batch.
Oh, wonderful. How long has it been aged? Insight check.
I need an insight check.
For shit.
I don't need an insight check.
Just a 22.
Just a 22.
Oh, she's pretty good at...
We created a machine that does it all in, what is it?
4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
She goes from being kind of like politely interested to actually interested.
Oh, yeah, the magic of it, for sure.
Well, how did you do that here?
Well, I got Shems involved, and we got this, bippity-boppity-booze, and, yeah, it makes a fresh bottle from pineapple to bottled wine, and... In 4 hours, so we get 6 bottles a day, and it just kind of goes through. We just put the pineapples next to it, and...
Magpie looks both, like, intrigued and flummoxed by that. She's like, yeah, but what, like, age is it? Like...
Magic? We're not actually sure. So... One night, Shems and I...
Nobody was drunk. I blacked out the entire time. Just on raw adrenaline.
Raw-dogged it. Shems ate too much pineapple, went into a diabetic coma.
Oh, Jesus.
I drank too much, so I figured it out somehow, but I can't remember how.
Trust.
Yeah, here you go.
She... Spells it. He says, is it better than it was last time?
Yeah, we're getting better.
Huh. This was made with man. Well, I would love to see that machine whenever I could get a chance to.
Yeah, next time you're near our hidey hole.
Bye forever.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Capalicia.
Capalicia.
All right. So, anyway, do you guys want me to send you to Rederva now, or?
Let's wait till tomorrow.
Kind of thought we'd do it tomorrow.
Okay, but it's getting to be morning there soon.
Oh.
Other side of the world.
Shit. Is it, so we're here and they're here?
Yeah.
Because they're in the northern hemisphere.
They're on the... So you're here, world, they're there.
Oh, okay, never mind. We should go now.
Okay. I take it back. Let's go. Let's oh, and because it's the next day there, do my spells reset?
Mm. You only use one spell today.
Yeah.
And no.
So when would they reset?
After you've taken a long rest.
Oh.
So you have you're a wizard, you have arcane recovery. You can regain spell slots.
Oh, yeah, a lot of short rests.
That look!
Okay, sorry, I won't help you out.
Okay, rules lawyer.
Rules lawyer is helping you out. Oh,
thank you, I appreciate it.
That fucking look on your face.
That was amazing.
What I was looking for is, yes, Colleen, you can reset your spells because it's the next day in the next place.
What I was looking for.
Yeah, but you lose them all again if you came back right away.
That's true. Gotta have cogent rules to it.
If we're invoking the international dateline.
Dateline. Now you're thinking too much about it.
Just give you your spells back.
Just give me my spells.
Are you chilly enough to need a hoodie?
We're invoking oh, that's
can
your
I just
light.
Turn up the heat?
You sure can.
Turn up.
Oh. Also, if you're cold, you can always turn the heat
up. I'm so old.
I want my guests in this house to be comfortable.
Okay, just for a little while.
Just for a little while.
I like that you say that as if we don't all have ADHD and we'll completely forget about it.
I've also got a space heater if you want.
No, I'm not that cold, but seeing him put on a hoodie, I'm like, that's cold enough for me to say I want the heat turned up a little.
Mm.
Can I have a cookie too?
No.
I'm not asking you.
Oh my.
Was I asking you?
Oh my.
I don't know, you didn't say
anything. Let's take a quick bio break here. And we'll take a bio break.
I'm going to kill for some snacks right now.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Membranes. Uh oh. I won't perform for you.
Right. Nice try.
Well, we're back.
Dance, monkey dance.
He's trying to use that echolalia against you.
I wouldn't say it's against her, but for my own amusement. For all of our amusement.
Yeah.
All right, so you're currently in Magpie's chambers in Ajuba. You're telling her about your pineapple wine convention, and so she's excited to see it.
Yeah. Okay. You'll have to come to our launch party.
Oh, we're having a launch party.
Well, I mean, we just decided, but yeah, we don't have details, but I'll let you know.
Okay. Are you going to have it in Bronzeport, or are you going to have it in Hokkaido?
I don't know.
I feel like they'd like us better in Hokkaido.
I think we'll have a better turnout in Hokkaido.
I agree.
I don't know. We know a lot of people in Bronzeport.
Also, we're going to make more money in Bronzeport. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Hokkaido is a better, like...
I mean, they're on opposite side of the world. Technically, you could do both.
At the same time.
Oh,
you
do
both at the same time.
No.
The Mrs. Doubtfire situation.
It
was a run-by fruiting.
What?
Have you not seen Mrs. Doubtfire?
I mean, yes, but it's been a very long time.
There's that one part where Robin Williams throws fruit at Pierce Brosnan's head.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my god, did you see that? It was a run-by fruiting. Then there's that part where she goes, help is on the way, dearie!
I do remember that.
Maybe that's my next character.
Oh boy, yeah.
Not like as a whole thing, but like as one of Tony's
characters. Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, a whole campaign with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. If anyone could,
I could do a whole campaign with that. I'd enjoy that.
Now, the question is, if we did a whole campaign, would your character be, like, the character, like, turning into Mrs. Doubtfire?
Ooh, it could be a very Victoria kind of situation where, do you know Victoria?
Mm.
It's where Julie Andrews plays a woman playing a man pretending to be a woman.
Oh my.
So she's pretending to be a drag queen.
Oh.
And then a guy like falls in love with her and he's like, oh my god, because he thought he was straight, but he was straight. Because like, he didn't know she was a woman.
Oh god.
And so that would be a fun
What movie. A mind fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
So good.
I want to watch that movie now.
It's so good.
Okay. It is so good. All right. So, yeah, because it's morning. It's morning there in Zadora since it's on the other side of the world.
Hmm.
So, you all ready to go?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Smell fresh from here.
Thanks. Don't get closer.
you smell like pineapple, brother.
As I should.
He literally can't smell like anything else anymore.
I can't smell anything. The pineapple has just clean burned out my nose.
Your fingerprints are gone, too.
Oh, yeah, that's the acids. Do you know you can dissolve a whole body in pineapple juice if you want it?
Let's say I didn't and move on.
Funny, sister.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Says, all right, I gotta go grab my thing real quick. I'll be right back. She dashes upstairs.
Do you think Magpie killed somebody in pineapple juice?
For fucking sure.
I think she did. I think that's so cool.
Fucking sure she's got a body count.
Yes. Yeah. She's so cool.
She is pretty cool.
As long as she's not the next big bad.
She won't be.
You sure?
At least not our big bad.
Mm-hmm. She loves
She's someone's big enough. Bad.
Oh, yeah, but not ours.
So to be fair, we are people's big bads, too.
Yeah, but those bad people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
They deserve it. They shouldn't be bad. Right,
she comes down the stairs with a human jawbone.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that from the pineapple wing?
Mm. No, this is just, you have to take. To teleport accurately when you visit a place, you need to take a little souvenir. That's what this is.
Oh. Did you know them when they were alive?
Yeah.
Was it attached? Was it attached to anyone when you got it?
No, I found it like this. I promise.
Inside. I don't believe her.
Inside check.
That's not funny.
If that had turned into a one, would you have still kept it?
Yeah.
You can't even lie to me.
Chris is like, I got a nat 20 on my inside check on you.
It's a nat 20.
She seems to be telling the truth.
Uh-huh. That's still fucking human.
I don't know how I missed the box.
That was really funny.
All right, let's go. Everybody get in a circle.
Thanks, Magpie.
Stop asking questions.
Are you going to stay to see your friend?
I don't want to drop it unannounced. That I've got stuff to do.
How's it going with the?
Good. I think we're almost there. We'll definitely be ready in time for your big meeting next month.
Nice.
Thank you.
So, at this point, like, because last time you had it, so you could do magic for just a little bit. How much longer are you getting now?
We've pretty much got most of the kinks worked out. There's just a few minor bugs that, you know, we want to make sure. We just want to make sure that you're going in as stable as possible.
Mm-hmm. And how many of these are you going to be able to make? Is it going to be super expensive?
She says the costs have been covered.
By whom?
Nice.
She says, I think we'll be able to make enough for your party. And then probably about a dozen more in time for the... Any other spellcasters that are coming along in this adventure?
I just stare at her unblinkingly.
She just stares back, gives you a big cat grin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all right. I'm casting the spell now.
I really appreciate you, Magpie, for many reasons.
I appreciate you all too. Y'all seem like good people, and you take really good care of my brother. And you didn't bring about the end of the world like I feared for most of my life.
Oh yeah, our fright. Oh.
At least not yet.
I'm gonna say we're not dead yet.
All right, Teleportus Maximus. All right, so reality, you know, melts away and reassembles itself. It immediately gets 30 degrees hotter.
Celsius, if I do.
Oh, dang.
it is, you guys find yourself in under a hot early morning desert sun as you find yourself in this sort of pale, dusty road in this city that is filled with these kind of small red clay buildings. You see, from where you're standing, you see nearby a tall 6-story building with a minaret on the top of it. Off in the distance, you see what looks to be a river. And then on the other opposite side, you see what looks to be like a half-built large statue that is towering, not towering, but is peeking out over a lot of the roofs of these buildings.
Half-built as in being worked on, or half-built as in...
You don't see any scaffolding around it, so you would gather maybe half-built and unfinished. Mm. Welcome to Zadora. Good luck.
Nice. Thanks.
Magpie out.
Hi.
Did I get enough info from Syndra on where he was at, or just that he was in an inn?
He was in an inn in the city.
Okay, but that's all the more detail it was.
Should we do any disguising?
Yeah, for sure.
That was part of your plan, disguise yourself, peek around.
Yeah. Mm. I will be Bentley. Because I'm pretty sure Louis doesn't know about Bentley.
What kind of, I want to try and blend in. Do I know what, the normal population looks like here? Like, what they wear? And...
You look around, you see a lot of people are wearing kind of, thin white clothing, a lot of hoods to protect themselves from the sun, things like that.
Okay.
I'll look like that.
Yeah, me too. Is it Dune-esque?
Dune-esque. it is very deserty, so.
Nice.
Shims, what about you?
I will wear the exact same, robe situation that I usually... Or I guess that's, the glamoured armor that I wear.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly neutral robe, except now it's in... off-white. Getting a little out of my comfort zone.
Nice.
Okay. So, how would you all like to go about finding Louie? / is there anything else you'd like to do in this new city?
Well, if we just go to a marketplace, I might peel off and see if I can find any info.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it from here. There is a large open marketplace that has two huge fountains at either end that is already filling up with, it's already filled up with vendors and people browsing wares and things like that.
Okay. So I will kind of veer off a little bit, see if I can find any shadows, and do a crime check to see if I can find somebody I can get some info out of.
Okay.
And my crime check is still just +5 because it's intelligence.
Proficiency plus intelligence, yeah.
Which is deep. you want me to go and roll?
Yeah. What are the rest of you doing?
Hey, it's another nat 20! This one's for real, motherfucker!
Yes, I think you would count that if that rolled as a 1. So yes, you can keep that 20 as a treat.
As a treat. It's my dice! It's not a treat! Pay me what you owe me, bitch!
What about green?
I think I'm just going to wander around, see what I can find.
Okay. I said they tasted weird, but I can't stop eating them. So
you look around. Is there anything in particular you'd like to find yourself drawn towards? Or you see a marketplace not too far away. You see shops. You see fountains.
Yeah, I think I'll go to the marketplace.
Okay.
I'd probably go with Tony. Mm-hmm. Just keep an eye on any sticky
fingers. Ooh, what kind
of
snacks do they have? That's what I like when I go places. See what kind of snacks they have.
You see vendors that are selling, essentially, since it's breakfast time, kind of ground sausages that have been cooked on spits.
Do they have scorpions?
You don't see any scorpions.
Oh.
Huh?
Spice?
I like the crunch.
Has Tony actually had scorpions before?
Sure.
Why not?
This is canon now. All right, what about you, Shims?
What do I want to do? I feel like it would be nice to kind of check out, like, the library or any, like, local... I don't know, wherever the nerds hang, but I don't think we have anything in particular we want to research, so I think I'm just going to hang with y'all.
Okay, so you all, essentially, you kind of split off, but you all just sort of head towards the marketplace.
And I'm trying not to get too far away.
Yeah, they're within eyes distance of you the whole time. You look over and see, like Tony paying for, like meats on sticks.
Street meat.
You see Shims is distracted by it. There appears to be, like, some young students that are, like, drinking coffee and having, like, philosophical debates.
Nice.
And then Ari, you see that there's, like, some, like, well-built artisans that are setting up their, like, forges for the day nearby.
All right.
Are they sweaty?
Not yet, but you get the idea that in the very near future...
I'll come back.
Just make another loop.
With your nat 20...
Yeah, motherfucker!
I'll say you notice a couple things. You notice all this hubbub. You can actually spot a few pickpockets that are starting to look for marks. You also notice one or two people that are wearing masks and purple garments that are wandering around.
Uh-oh. Those are the assassins.
Not Order of the Still Mask.
Okay. But they were purple too, right?
Were they? They may have been.
I thought...
Totally separate vibes from
them. Oh, okay. All right.
The Order of the Still Mask had, like, very, like, white, featureless masks.
Yeah.
These are, like, more, like, gilded, ornate masks.
But they're full masks.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What if they're just higher up in the organization?
Yeah, right? So just, like...
you get more face the higher your rank.
Yeah. So are they just, like, disparate, or are they all in a group?
Disparate. They seem to be, like... they're walking with purpose, so you get the idea that they're on some sort of errand, perhaps, or... they're not, like, looking around. They seem to be pretty beelining to wherever it is they're going.
Yeah, but they're all going the same direction?
Multiple directions. You just see them spotted throughout the market.
Mm. Interesting. Is there one close to me?
Yeah, you see one that's sort of, like, sort of power walking near you, away from you.
Also, not to change anything you're doing, but you know I have detect thoughts if you want to subtly engage.
Well, I would tell you about it in case you came across one of them.
Okay, cool.
Guys, I'm going to follow this guy really quick. I'll be right back.
The last thing I'm going to think, as you also spot a person who's kind of hanging out in one of the alleys near the marketplace, who clearly looks like the type of person you could buy stuff from, but maybe stuff that you couldn't buy.
So that's probably the guy I'd want to ask about, Louis.
That's the mark that your criminal mark that you were specifically looking for before you get distracted by other stuff.
Oh, God.
Did you say it was purple robes and purple mask?
No, gilded mask.
Gilded.
Kind of like a bronze mask with gilding on it.
So curious. Fuck. Does the kid look like he's going to move?
The seller?
Oh, guys, I want to follow him so bad, but it's not the reason we're here. And I just watched the guy walk away. Oh,
look at that self-control. I'm proud of you.
Fuck! Sucks!
You turn around to look at the guy, and you catch out of the corner of your eye, just like on another street, you see another person, like, in a purple, walking, like, hustling down the street.
All go in the same direction?
I'm trying to say this, all different directions. They are, none of them appear to be going in the same area. They all appear to be off on their own sort of effort.
It's weird that there's so many of them.
Maybe they're just, like, some... group or force in this.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about this town.
Can I just ask? Is it weird if I just, like, turn to a local and just, like, ask?
Do it. I mean, yeah, you're not anywhere near me, so do it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask this kid
also,
about it.
Like, and the nearest, like, shopkeeper, fuck it, even
at
hey,
you see
like,
the guy that has the kind of, you know, ground meat on a stick, selling them to people, you turn and ask him?
Yeah, I'm just like, why are so many people wearing these, like, purple robes?
Also, it's like four people that you've seen.
Oh, God.
Oh, I thought it was, like a good group. Oh. I thought it was, like, substantial enough that there's no way other people don't notice it.
No, I rolled a nat 20. So.
Oh, maybe. I'm just gonna fucking ask. I don't know. Shumps is unsubtle.
So, you look at this as, like, dark-skinned man with, like, a big mustache offering up meats to anybody who passes by. What do you say?
Wait, sorry, could you say that again?
So you see
the
street meat vendor. It's just this kind of big, burly guy with dark skin and a big mustache, like, overly large mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, you know, hawking his meats to anybody that goes by.
I'll order a thing of meat, just, and as he's kind of, like, preparing it for me, I'll be like, so what's, there's people in the purple robes, do you know what that's about?
I
keep seeing them all over.
He's, like, kind of, like, getting your meat ready, he's, like, pulling it off the stick, putting it in, like, a little bag for you. Those are silent ones, don't worry about them.
Silent ones.
Yes, they run errands for the enigmatic.
Or the what?
Enigmatic, the Lahaz guy. Nobody knows who he is, but those are his eyes and ears throughout the city, messengers.
That's creepy, right?
Best just to leave them alone.
Okay, sorry, I'm not a local, so this is my first time seeing
you. Oh, welcome, he says, if your first time to Zadora, huh?
Side of the world.
He reaches into a bag and pulls out, like, kind of like a baklava and hands it to you. And he says, welcome, I hope you have a good time here in Zadora.
Oh, thank you, that's so sweet.
It is sweet, yes, I made it myself. Lots of syrup. And that's a secret.
And it's delicious.
He says, well, enjoy your time here.
So.
He says,
yeah, I will. It's looking interesting.
And I
thank him for the meat and give him a little tip.
Yeah, and he points out a couple other vendors. He says, while you're here in the Central Souk, he says, these are other place people that have got good food for you to try. If you've not been here, you gotta try Zadoran cooking.
I will. We have a group of four and we got big appetites.
My favorite kind of people.
Okay, and I will pass along the information that they're that's creepy as fuck. What the hell? Okay. Oh, what's the date here?
It is the 14th of rebirth.
Okay, thank you. But we haven't had our long rest. We just went into a different time zone.
Yes, you have crossed the date line.
Okay.
And we started making our wine on the 13th.
Mm-hmm. So, you all get some street meats. You approach your criminal contact.
Mm-hmm.
Or a criminal contact.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Morning, he is a halfling. He's got, like, slick back hair, and he's trying to grow a beard, but it's not quite working.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what you need? I can help you out.
What are you selling?
He says, what you need?
A couple of things. I'm new to town. What's up with the purple robes and the masks?
Ah, silent ones. He says, yeah, people you best avoid.
What does that mean?
He says, don't fuck with them.
What are they doing?
I don't know. Whatever they do, silent ones stuff. They run around, never talk.
They killing people?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Weird.
He says, they all spawn out of the Minaret of Mystery.
What? The Minaret of Mystery?
That's what they call it, that big...
No way y'all don't realize that this is weird.
He points to the 6-story building that you guys saw when you came in. He says, that
I know what a minaret is, but why is it the Minaret of Mystery?
Ain't nobody ever been in there.
Okay.
There's no doors.
Huh. Oh.
But where are they coming out of?
I told you, they spawn.
Yeah, you know what?
Like, out of the walls?
You're not there.
You're not here.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
She's still curious.
But yes, yes.
I'm confused.
I killed a wizard once who came out of a tower with no doors, so I'm not too worried about that.
Me too. What can I help you with?
I'm looking for a guy, and I describe Louis. He's supposed to be staying at an inn around here.
Ah, so you're looking for information.
I'm looking for a location.
Location information.
Mm-hmm.
He says, mayhap I know where that person is, mayhap I don't.
I pull out a platinum.
Mayhap?
Don't you come at me.
I'm not coming at you, I just had never heard that.
Mayhap be a fan.
Mr. Sassafras.
He says,
Does this help your memory?
It's a little foggy. He says, maybe 9 more of those.
9?
Mm-hmm.
This information is going to put me in his room right now and guarantee that he's there.
He says, I bet my life on it. Mr. Wizard Killer.
Insight. How much is your life actually worth? Fuck. 12.
He's been telling the truth?
Of course he does. All he had to roll was anything. Ugh.
I mean, he had to roll like a 10 or higher. But...
Sucks.
Yeah, remember, not everybody has like a 5 plus 5 proficiency and everything.
No. Fuck. What's your name?
He says, my name's Damon.
Damon?
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull out 9 more platinum. I'll pay twice this to find your ass if you're lying to me.
He says, it's easy to find me. I'm always right here.
Mm-hmm. Funny how it works that that's not true when you're a lying piece of shit. So I hope that's not the case for you.
He says, look at me. Do I look like a liar? He says, I got strings you can pluck.
I remember being your age, doing exactly what you're doing right now. Don't fuck me over, Damon.
He says, look at that sword you got.
I know.
He says, you obviously, you're some sort of powerful adventurer coming here talking about killing wizards.
Uh-huh.
He says, I can tell you exactly where that guy is. He says, maybe not what room, but where he is.
Yeah.
And,
I give him the money.
And I know that you'll kill my ass if he's not there, so.
It's true.
Hence, why it costs 10 of these and not 1 of these.
All right.
Because I'm putting my life on the line. If he checked out early, I'm going to die. you hand him the airline pieces.
Yeah.
He disappears in his hand.
I thought you said he disappears. I was like, I'm gonna kill a motherfucker. This is about to be a murder.
We
Chris,
just hear
Chris Fairfield just perfectly coming at Caitlin Sims this session. he says he's staying at the Golden Shield.
The Golden Shield.
He says can't miss it. It's the place where people think their shit don't stink.
Mm. Okay. Is he making trouble in town?
No. But he did kill Gutter Rat pretty quickly. Got caught with a hand in his pocket and torched his ass. Literally, just a pile of bones left on the street.
And he got away with it? Anybody ask him questions?
Some guards came over and then just left without question, so.
Yeah, sounds about right. Does he have any friends with him?
It's just him, as far as we saw. Everyone was warned to stay away from him.
Fair enough. The Golden Shield, probably a bad place to get in a big old fight, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cause trouble there. You get a whole heap of trouble up your ass.
Any place in town where it's a little bit easier to start a fight without too many bystanders?
Oh, all sorts of alleys around this place.
Does he leave the inn very often?
He just got here yesterday.
Uh-huh. Even better. So nobody's heard what he's here for.
All we know is that he literally melted the flesh off of a guy for picking his pocket and got away with it. So now you know what I know.
And you got any guards in your pocket? Or your family got any guards in their pocket?
He says we might, but if it's involving fucking around with this guy, we don't.
Alright.
You get my meaning?
I get you. Alright. Well, here's hoping that we don't cause too much collateral damage. Thanks, kid.
He says, no problem, thank you. He says, thanks for the 5 platinum pieces.
5?
That's what I'm gonna tell my boss.
Alright. Fair enough. Tell your boss hi from me.
Oh shit, you don't know him, do you?
I'm gonna. And I walk away.
I respect the hustle.
Oh shit, you don't know him. I feel like Taika really felt that really viscerally.
You look back and he's just standing there in his assigned spot?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong? Oh, sorry. Alright, well, I will kind of like parallel you guys and I'll let you know in our heads that he's staying at the Golden Shield. And he just got here yesterday, so he's probably just now waking up. Do we want to go there or do we want to try and follow him?
Do we need a plan of attack? I feel like going in blind is dangerous, but I also don't know. I guess we don't know enough to...
You know what? I'll do an about face and kind of roundabout go back to the kid. Is he still there?
Mm-hmm.
How much for some of you guys to tell me where he goes and what he does today?
Ooh.
Like I said, we're not supposed to fuck with him.
Just keep eyes on him? You were going to do that anyway, right?
We were going to do that to avoid him.
Yeah.
But if he catches one of us watching him, I don't want to be turned into bones.
Fair enough.
He says, you're the lady with the fancy sword. Why don't you, if you got business with him, just go talk to him. Leave us out of it.
Well, I don't want to try and kill somebody in the middle of a fancy inn. I want him someplace where it's easier to kill him. Without, you know.
Like a room draped in plastic?
Yeah! Oh my god, no. Like a room draped
in plastic. Dexter his ass.
Yeah.
I was thinking of back alley.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I guess I was in a different place.
He says, there's back alleys behind the hotel.
Alright. Well, we'll see what we can get done today, but just keep me at the top of your mind as the information makes it through your network.
How am I supposed to reach out to you?
I'll see you back here tomorrow if I don't get what I want today.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So, if we...
Oh, hey, before you go, want to buy any moon sugar?
What the fuck is moon sugar?
Okay.
No, I don't want any moon sugar. You're not doing that, are you?
No, but I'm slinging it to tourists.
Fair enough. Good way to get a street rat's ass killed. I walk away. The kid and whatever crime family is here... are avoiding him strictly because he apparently lit a street rat's whole self on fire and turned him into just bones. And then the guards came up and walked away without questioning him. So he really needs to die immediately. But I agree that we should have a plan. Follow him around or something?
I mean, I told you about
my
room with
the plastic. He, like... cast suggestion on the guards, or do we think he might have, like, a deal with the guards or something? Like, is it a corruption matter, or he just...
No, he just got here. He's a warlock. He's charismatic. For sure.
Okay.
And can cast spells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking in our heads, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I assume so, yes.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, none of this out loud. I'm also not rejoining you.
No, we're not planning a murder out loud.
cool.
No, if anyone was gonna accidentally reveal that we're planning a murder, it would be me.
I mean,
sorry.
We can lay a trap.
Yeah, I mean, I say we find the Golden Shield and do the coffee shop routine. Find some place to sit outside separately and. If he goes somewhere, we, you know, casually go the same direction.
Yeah, I feel like none of us are going to change our attunements Mm-mm. So I feel like he's going to know we're here really quick.
You think he's still keeping an eye out for us?
I think so. 100%. I might be wrong, but I think so. And I think if he gets even one hint of anything, he's going to... I'm like reticent to even be near him unless it's part of trying to trap him or like, yeah. You know, so.
So should we get him sooner rather than later?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just...
Because, like, the more time we give him, the more likely he's going to be that he knows that we're here and has had time to prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. Because I wasn't thinking, like, a long game. I just don't want to go into an inn and kill him in the foyer, you know.
I mean, I could just go into the inn and sit down there and wait for him.
And then get up and let him follow you.
Or talk to him.
But, I mean, we don't want to talk to him. We want to kill him.
I know. It would be good to find out what he's doing. I don't know that he'd tell me, but...
You think he wouldn't aim on sight for you?
I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, if he killed somebody.
Because he already got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Like, that he was going to use you for. Yeah. So, technically, aren't you just a loose end now?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, she's not a loose end.
I'm a tight end.
That ass, don't lie. I mean, if you want to go in and we sit outside, that's up to you. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing ideas out. Yeah, because sure. What else would our, like, you want to follow him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, follow him enough to get him, like, so he gets somewhere where there's fewer bystanders, mm-hmm. and then it's go time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what I'm thinking, you know?
I wonder if he's going into the Minaret of Mystery.
That'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting enemy to make, one that we don't know anything about.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shh, I'm under the wall. Sorry. We gotta go see that. I just want to, like, sit on a bench in front of that thing and just...
Stare at it?
I don't want to... Just stare at it.
Well, we're all in disguise.
I want to see one of those bitches spawn.
Yeah.
Above the table, I did just see an episode of Xena. It took place in a desert area.
Uh-huh.
And they all hid underneath the sand.
Okay.
And then popped up and then got the people. So that would be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
Just
in ideas. The middle of the town.
Well, there's that, but they did it during a sandstorm.
Oh. Ooh.
And so the people got they knew the sandstorm was coming, so then they dug themselves these little, like, bunkers. And then the people got lost, and then when they were really discombobulated, they pop out! And then they kill them!
Ah. Love it.
Stabby, stabby.
Punch, stabby, punch. Stabby.
So I mean, do you want to do the coffee shop thing, or see what's around?
Let's start there. Like, let's just go down the street, see what the lay of the land is.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we don't even know what's there.
Yeah.
Tony's just, like, digging in the sand.
Oh, gosh, Tony, stop it. You look unusual right now.
Oh, sorry.
You're really sticking out.
You look like you're burying a turd.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I got
carried away.
Carried away, yeah. There's just so much sand.
Do you want a sand in Camp Chaos?
I mean, maybe, but also I'm worried that... Like, in the middle of the night, I might poop in it.
Oh, God. Ugh. But why?
It's like a little
box. Do you want a magic sand pit that cleans itself every hour? Do you want a litter room?
I kind of do. But we'll figure that out later.
Okay. So you're heading over...
Gross.
So you're heading over to the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See what other storefronts we can find. Are you high?
No.
All right, you pass by a few shops. Like, there's a Marin's Magical Goods is one of them. You see, like, some shops selling fabrics, shops selling books. Just, you know, your typical city shop stuff.
Coffee shop?
Yeah, coffee shops, yep.
Is that within sight of the Golden Shield?
You make your way to the Golden Shield. Yeah, you see there's a cafe across from it. You also see something very interesting. Not far from it, you see a large two-story building that appears to be made completely out of bones.
Ugh.
Femurs, jaws, thigh bones.
This is where Magpie's
friend lives there.
Yeah, and you actually see there are people like going in and out of it.
Okay, I kind of want to ask somebody. Can I stop someone?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, yes, yes.
Hello. What is this building?
Oh, that is the austere ossuary.
Ah, and what is the purpose of the building and those who go inside of it?
It's a temple of Al-Mat.
Ah, and...
he says, you're not from here?
No, I'm visiting.
Al-Mat is the Lord of Death.
Ah, very nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That makes way more sense now.
Yes, people go there to make offerings to him in order to appease him so that he doesn't come and collect their loved ones.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. He says, if you don't worship him, I'd stay away from there, if I were you.
Sounds good.
Oh, why?
He says, best to stay outside of Almat's notice.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Little does he know.
And it's just a giant building?
Like a two-story temple. Yeah. All made of bone.
Thank you.
Get him to go to the bone zone.
Did Magpie steal the bone from there?
Probably, yes.
Just walk by.
She's such a badass.
She is.
My hero.
You see that? and yeah, you see, like, there's this very nice hotel called the Golden Shield. And there's, like, a couple of cafes within viewing distance of it.
Cool. Yeah, I'll sit at one cafe. We just kind of spread out a little bit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You order some very, very potent espresso-like drinks that come in tiny little cups.
Mm.
You sip. And some, various desserts, pastries flavored with honey, nuts, things like that. And you wait.
And wait. And wait.
After about 30 minutes, you see the front door open up. And Inari, you recognize Louis. He looks a little different. So you know Louis as a fire genasi. Typically, he's got just little embers kind of, just like floating around his skin, little wisps of smoke. Always very put together.
Mm-hmm.
He looks a little ragged. His hair, which is typically like perfectly coiffed, is kind of like greasy and like just flat. He's got like a kind of a decent sized beard, which he hasn't had before.
Mm.
He is alone.
I wonder if he's really alone.
Yeah.
What do his eyes look like? Do they look like.
From this distance, hard to say.
Okay. Binoculars. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But
enhance.
Enhance.
I must have binoculars. Not that I'm suggesting you should, actually, but I'm just like, that just occurred to me. I'm sorry, I have no filter today.
It's all good. Welcome to my world.
Right.
Welcome to my world.
Okay, so. He steps outside, kind of looks both ways down the street. And then pulls out what looks to be some sort of like mechanical timepiece,
mm-hmm.
puts it back in his pocket, and he just stands there.
Okay.
Looking at anybody?
Is he like staring at us?
Is he waiting for how long it takes for us to approach him?
He appears to be just waiting.
Okay. I'd say we just wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, we all sit there waiting.
Are we like. Are we, like, looking right at him, or are we pretending.
Oh no, definitely not.
At him, or don't. What are we doing?
Roll me a stealth or deception check. Everybody, it's lay low.
Shit.
Sorry.
I don't know
what the vibe is.
Now, question. You said stealth or something else?
Oh, God, okay. I rolled a nat 1.
Oh, no.
You are just staring dead ass at him.
Oh, my God. Can we give her the help action? Use your coin!
You all split up.
She has a coin, right?
You're going to use her coin
use
on this?
Use your fucking coin, dude.
You're going to use your coin on this? Check.
You don't have to.
Whoa. Okay, I'll use my coin.
You don't have to.
I'm sorry.
30, 20 for me.
25.
14. No, I'm still up.
He's
deception or stealth?
Your choice.
Yeah, same thing.
Less terribly than a nat 1.
Well, I didn't hear the answer. Sorry, what was it?
Either your choice.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's the same. So I don't know why I insisted on knowing. I'm going to flush myself. So,
nice.
Take a little peek at those.
Plus two, just take plus a little five. Look. 14.
Hey!
Oh, 2 14s.
What?
Yeah, something's going on.
Oh, they hit it.
Yeah, they did. They just.
The car?
Yeah.
The white car hit the blues.
Uh-huh. Just a little honk.
Little.
Park shit, bike feel. Someone hit a car?
I bet he doesn't even know he did it. He's a dumbass.
No, it's there's no damage. It's just a.
Yeah, it was more just like
that's
a.
That's why you have bumpers.
Yeah.
It's true.
But still, it's not okay. You're just supposed to hit other people's cars.
Yeah.
So you all quietly watch him. He stands there. Just sort of looking nonchalant.
He's probably made us, huh?
He knew we were here before. I don't know, maybe not.
Hmm. I mean, how long do we sit there?
How long do you sit? You tell me.
I mean, I say at least an hour.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if he's willing to just stand there and stare into the middle space for an hour, good on you, I guess.
You sit there for an hour, he stands there for an hour.
It's like a game of chicken.
Yeah, dude, you know what?
Is he, like, in there?
He's standing on a street. We're sitting here lounging.
Yeah.
I say we just let him stand there. Unless he's not there anymore. You want a bazinga?
It's not like an illusion or anything.
Yeah, a bazinga.
It is an illusion.
God damn it! Motherfucker!
But that's good. I mean that we didn't do anything.
Fuck!
So,
God damn it.
Was it a distraction?
Yeah, he's gone. Fuck me! And but he knows we're after him now.
Well, no, we didn't do anything.
He for sure knows we're here, that's why there's an illusion.
Yeah, but I mean, it could have also been a trap to try and get us to come out. So.
I don't know.
It's not as bad as it could have been.
Well, it's bad because I need to kill him and he's not here anymore.
Well, let's find him.
Yep.
Is the illusion still, like, there, or...
Yeah, it's still there.
Go away,
It still
or...
looks solid to you guys. Tony can see through it, though.
What if we just dispel magic on it?
Yeah, that's
fine. Is it possible to, like, trace it in any way, or... Just,
trace
like,
the call.
I don't know. Trace the call!
Sundra is 100 platinum, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 100 silver, gold, or platinum. I did look it up after the session.
I'll get out my sending stone.
Oh my god.
What?
Do you have any money left?
I do. Oh, I gave all my gold away, but I still got all my platinum.
Oh, okay.
I had a lot of money.
Do you want me to spend my money on this since he's my sordid past?
I mean, if you want to spot me later, because I can't pay her right now anyway.
Okay.
Halfway around the world. Wake up, bitch. I know it's late.
Did you call me a bitch?
Oh, sorry. That's just how we greet each other on sending stones. My apologies.
She says, how's my house situation going?
I have a very mean lawyer working on it. It's going to be great. Just keep your eyes peeled.
That's promising.
I love it. That person I asked you about, I didn't know where that motherfucker is right now. Money's in it. 1,000 platinum. Or 100 platinum. I didn't say 1,000, Chris. Don't fuck me over. I didn't say 1,000.
100 platinum.
Don't fuck me over.
Would it be 1,000 gold pieces?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bet you. You can sleep.
Alright,
I can see just enough of your screen that I can't stop staring at it. I literally can't read anything on it, but I'm just like, what's on it? Enhance!
She says, okay, well, I gotta take the lid off the table myself.
Yeah, sorry, I can't be there for you this time.
You hear some thumping and bumping, a scraping sound. Sound of a spell being cast. Sound of some annoyed murmuring. he is still in the same room that I saw him in last time.
Interesting.
He's making people think he's leaving his place?
Yeah, good to know. Is he up and about and moving around?
He just seems to be, he is, as far as I can tell, he is sitting in a chair and appears to be concentrating.
Concentrating?
Ooh. Is he concentrating on the illusion?
Might be.
Can
plus,
you ask
it's been he... up for more than an hour. What kind of fucking illusion spell lasts more than an hour?
Can you ask if he looks like his illusion does? Like
yeah, that? Does he look all raggedy and big old beard and kind of down on his luck?
No.
Yeah.
He's trying to take us off guard.
Uh-huh. God, I wonder which one of us he clocked being here.
He probably just fucking knows where we are. He's probably a freak and checks on us every... He's in love with me. He just always...
He wakes up in the morning
and checks on you first thing. Shit.
Oh, I don't know. I'm very curious.
His
method of discovery.
All right,
so
Syndra.
It's probably a trap for us.
Might be. Or he's... I mean, he's got to be a guy who makes a lot of enemies.
Yeah.
Going around killing people. Syndra, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, bitch.
I am not your bitch.
Understood. Bye.
You can't non-consensually call someone a bitch.
That's how we always do it. That's how we've always done it.
You're not there yet.
We've always done it. Cold call. So do you guys, do me and Inari want to walk inside really quick? Since we did all right on our stealths? Or do we all want to go together? It'd be a new stealth check? Okay. Mm-hmm. And nobody has pass without a trace, right?
No. Yes? No? No. Sorry. I get
confused. What level spell is that?
Like second or third?
Never mind. Okay, I definitely don't.
I wish I had that spell.
Mm-hmm. That's a good fucking spell. Yeah. Oh my goodness, buddy. So cute.
So it is 7 o'clock and still
whatever. I know, right?
Nice.
I mean, we gotta do something.
We either have to try to sneak up on him, or I just walk in. I don't know.
I don't like you walking in by yourself.
I mean, I could walk in and you could walk in with me.
Oh,
cutie.
So fucking cute.
I love you. I just washed my hands.
You know what's funny? What if he's not even here? An illusion of him went into the golden shield, and he's sitting in a different hotel entirely, concentrating on his spell. And didn't you say that he opened the door as an illusion?
I didn't say anything about illusions and doors. I said the door opened and he walked out.
The door opened and he walked out. Okay. Who opened the door?
Maybe he has an invisible minion with him.
Yeah.
It looked like he did.
Mm. What if he's not even fucking
That's
here?
A really good point.
Yeah.
Well, we could... Oh, but did you ask her what the room looked like?
Oh, yeah. Can I call her back really quick?
She told you it was nice.
Nice.
Nice room.
Oh, yeah, and they said that this is the only, like, nice place in town, right?
The nicest town.
The nicest place,
yeah.
Oh!
Oh, baby.
I mean, let's go for broke. Let's go in.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All of you?
Yeah.
You mean stealthy? You just walking in? Are you in your disguises?
Disguise, yes, for sure.
Still
walk
Bentley?
In. Still Bentley. Walk in separately.
Sure.
So.
You just walk past the illusion?
Mm-hmm. Ignore it.
Okay.
Does it try to make any eye contact or anything?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know whether we're fucking up or not.
I know.
I don't know
I don't
what
either.
To do. But if we just sit here and do nothing, that's not. Yeah. That's also not worth it.
No.
So, in we go.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Did
you might
have a little pooters on you?
Well, uh-oh. Looks like he pooped on your arm.
Oh, no.
Do you
need
something? You petted the shit out of it.
Do you need something? Can I get you something?
No? Ooh.
I think it's on the chair, too.
Looks like
a little bit of chocolate.
Gross.
Chocolate or poop?
Don't.
You can never know.
Oh, that almost got me. Let's not talk about it anymore. I did
best
almost
not to
throw
think
up.
About it.
Nope. I did almost throw up.
Sorry.
No, that was just like, I wasn't expecting it.
I mean, nor was I.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, what
think of anything
hell?
Else. I have a new job. It's an interesting job. Literally, think about anything else.
Alright, so, you all make your way into the hotel, just walking past the illusion. Do anything? Any of you do anything to the illusion as you walk by, or do you all ignore it?
I'll, like...
Well, who's got the good impulse control here in the party?
I mean, I would
roll
say
for impulse control.
I would say historically, I have the least, but I'm very mission focused right now. So I'll like glance him up and down.
Oh, did you take percipient, by the way?
Probably. Yeah. I always do. I mean, I guess I didn't write it down because that's the one I always take. Hold on, before we do anything else, let me just make that call because that could come up. Percipient for sure, and. I'm gonna take precision.
So you activate them?
Yeah, they last until I take a rest.
Okay.
Yeah, percipient and precision.
Is there anything I can tell just from the Bazinga about the illusion?
That it's not real.
That's all.
Yeah. Is the illusion, does it look at us as we go by?
It does.
With recognition?
Roll me an insight check.
Insight? I think that's a dirty
check. You also want a perception check if you'd like.
Oh, you know what? I get advantage on both of those.
Anybody can. Oh,
you want an insight and a perception?
Yes.
Okay. So I get advantage on both. Oh! God damn,
just
that's
perception
good.
For everybody else. Insight for me as well.
So that's a 20. 18 plus 8 is 26, right?
Yep.
Ooh.
Nice. So 26 insight.
No, point that
and
me,
a dirty 20 perception.
Okay. What did you get in your perception?
22. Bring mine. 17.
Your perception check, Shims?
Oh, is it perception or insight?
Just perception for you.
Okay. Well, I'll just use the same roll, I guess. 12 plus 13.
Okay. I'll say, yeah, those of you that get like a 20 or higher on your perception check, you clock that this illusion that's been waiting here, okay, is just eyeing passersby, eating all passersby, people like walk in and out of the hotel, walk down the street, like they look like they're either waiting for somebody or just kind of looking around. Mm. And then with your insight check, as this illusion looks at you guys as you're walking in, you do not detect any sort of recognition and on its face, because don't forget you all are in disguise.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also it's just an illusion, so it could just be set up to have no reaction. So
that could be too. Though, roll me an arcana check.
Is there a scrying thing anywhere, Tony? Do you see?
Oh yeah, is there a scrying orb that he can see with his bazinga?
No.
Maybe he doesn't. I mean, he might not care about us anymore.
He
might
be
right
about somebody
just...
else.
I'm just paranoid.
Or he knows we're here but doesn't recognize these disguises.
Yeah. What am I wearing?
It'll be like so embarrassing if he wasn't, if he doesn't know we're here at all and he's just complete, like he's tracking someone else entirely.
Yeah, it could be.
11.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Arcana check, Shims?
Sure, something I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Oh,
18 plus 15. How much is that?
30.
Oh, shit.
Nice. 33? 32. 33. Shims, you would gather with your ridiculously impossible arcana check once again.
Bring it.
I'm good at one thing.
Get it.
So based on the fact that this thing is actively looking at people walking by, and the fact that it's been over an hour, and the fact that you know he is concentrating on the spell, is you would gather that this is a project image spell.
Oh.
Which means that he is actively looking through the senses of this illusion at this moment.
Yeah. But I mean, we're all in disguise.
He doesn't.
So.
No. We could use it, maybe?
What do you think?
I don't know, sneak up on him?
No, he's concentrating right now, so
yeah.
He's vulnerable? Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. For fucking sure. Yeah, I'm all about it. And it seems like maybe he doesn't know where he
is. What is the range on this? How far away can the illusion get from him?
500 miles.
What?
Fuck you.
What?
I just read the spells.
500 miles?
Because I thought I had you.
Jesus.
It's a 7th level spell.
That's insane.
And it can last up to a day.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I mean, I think Captain Charm here is probably going to get his room number, right?
Me?
Yeah.
I can try.
Can't roll below a 25?
Hey, she's General Charm.
My bad. I got your rank wrong.
Get it right.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah. So mad.
5-star General.
There's only 1 5-star General in my heart.
Mm-hmm. The General.
The General.
Not only does she run a city, but she sells insurance.
Sometimes.
So, you all just walk in?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you walk into this hotel. You see this beautiful lobby, this large fountain in the center of it. Everything's made of marble. Mm. And you see, like, a front desk. You guys think you're going in separately, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you see Taika... Bentley standing there in front of you, and you got the other two coming in behind you. What do you do?
In our heads, should I go try to get his room number? Okay.
Yeah. Although they just saw him leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Did they?
Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
But the project image, he walked out the door, so just keep that top of mind. But yeah, I think you should try to get the room number.
Yeah. Okay. I'll walk up to the desk.
How may I help you, ma'am? You see a sort of a well-groomed half-elf. He's wearing a very fancy suit.
Oh, is there any sort of, like, name?
There's thing?
None. Okay. Hi, sir. I am actually hoping you can do me a favor today. I'm here surprising my fiancé.
Roll me a deception check.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Also, a don't puke in your mouth check.
Huh?
Just because Lily.
Oh
gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Fair enough.
With advantage because.
Have a look on your
because
face.
Because I want it.
No, use your coin. For sure, use your coin.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. It's not an. I can't roll a natural
one.
Oh,
fair enough.
But I feel like.
What's your minimum on that?
25.
You're fucking good for normie.
Yeah, I kind of want to save it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 20. I don't know why I accidentally turned my camera on. 25.
25?
Yeah.
Shims, you're not there yet. The flash.
I can't see your boobies.
No tits for you.
No tits for you. oh, wow. Well, congratulations. What's your fiancé's name? Are you hoping to order some sort of, we've got roses and wine and chocolates?
Yeah, I mean,
perhaps something a little more sensual?
Definitely more sensual. If those things could be combined on my body, that would be wonderful.
That's not service we would provide.
Well, I could take them up and arrange them as needed.
Oh, of course, yes. We've got a 5 gold piece package. If it's our basic package, a 5 platinum piece package.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds more like it.
Wonderful.
We didn't get his name right when they talked to what's his face.
She wouldn't because he's a scry.
Okay. Well, he told me he was coming here, but he often goes under different names at different hotels. So I could give you a couple names that he normally uses, but I don't know that would tell you which room he's in.
Intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
What is your fiance's actual name?
His actual name. I'm scared.
We got you. We got your back.
Is Louis.
Louis.
Oh shit! I know this. I know. Sorry, it's written down. What?
Bronze.
Bronze. Louis Bronze.
Oh yes, Mr. Bronze. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he says you can. He says, this is putting me in a bit of an interesting predicament here. If you're surprising me, you probably don't have the key to his room.
I don't, no.
Right. He says, now obviously we can't just give the key out to anybody that walks in off the street.
Yeah.
You just knock on the door.
Yeah. Well, okay, I do have a question for you. Are rooms in, like, hallways where a lot of other doors are, or is he in a room that's a little more, like, entrance is a little more private? Because I could get ready right outside of his door and knock, if that would make things easier for you.
Well, I did happen to see Mr. Bronze leave. And so I know he's not in his room at the moment.
All right. Okay. Well, do you know... I know he's only been here for a short time, but do you know how long he's normally gone yet?
I mean, he checked in last night.
Okay. Time is a little funky.
Give me a cloak of persuasion check.
Okay. This is what I was saving it for, just in case. Because I feel like I need to roll really high on this one.
Is Shims here by now?
Yeah, Tishims and Tony are in line behind you. And you were there as well, I guess.
I'm looking at the fountain, so I'm standing a little ways away.
I do this and look back at Shem's boobs. If you want to flash me. You don't have to,
I'll
though.
Give you a little flash. I'll bend over, essentially.
Okay. What's that from Legally Blonde?
Bend and snap.
Bend and snap.
Oh, no, my pen. And it's a +5, right?
Yeah, +5.
Okay, so that would be a
32. Yes. Fuck yes.
So I can't give you the key, but perhaps if you pay for the package up front, I could let you into the room.
Oh yes, that would be wonderful. Well, yes, yes, but he's...
Yeah.
Do we know from the spell, like, can he hear what's going on and only see from the thing, or are all of his senses in the...
Usually.
Do you know what I'm trying to... ask.
Yeah.
Is my question making sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can see and hear through it as if you were there. You do not lose your own senses.
Do not lose your own senses.
Shoot.
Okay. That's okay, though. Here's a plan. How about you get this whole get-up set up? So
you also could just cast suggestion on him and get the keys that way.
Oh.
This is just a civilian. He's not. He doesn't
that's
have like
a
heroic
that's
a
good
level
point.
Of
yeah. Anari would totally know to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you have subtle spell, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, so they say that. Well, let's see. Can as part of suggestion. Can I say, like, and forget that I ever asked you to do this? Or does that not how that works?
No, it's not.
Or don't tell anyone that I told you to do this?
Yeah. Well, but after 8 hours, it'll be, they can tell anyone.
By then, hopefully we're fucking gone.
Okay, yeah, I will,
The spell does not mention that they know that you cast the spell on them.
Oh!
Okay, cool. All right, so I'll lean forward a little bit.
Show some of your own too.
Yep, exactly.
I should genius him.
Yeah, I'll genius him. That is a really good offer, but you know, I need some privacy, and Subtlecast suggestion. I would really appreciate it if you could just please give me the key, and. Don't tell anyone anything about this. It needs to be a surprise.
Okay, so your spell save is 21?
Yes.
So he can only succeed on a natural 20.
Okay. I'm preparing a subtle spell with
silvery barbs.
I'm going to roll it in front of the table.
Okay, get everything out of the way.
Oh my god, how...
I'm going to roll it at you, Shay.
Okay, 14.
Okay. He says, poof. He kind of catches the volume of the goods that you're working with. Gets a little flustered and just says, oh, of course. That makes the most sense. And
these are sensitive things.
Obviously, somebody with taste as discerning as Mr. Bronze would obviously not want anybody to see his affianced in a state of undress.
I'm glad you understand.
And so he says, just give me the 5 platinum pieces and I'll give you the key in the package.
Cool. I am doing that now. Hand it over.
Okay.
I really appreciate you.
All right. So he kind of walks into the back, comes back out like 5 minutes later with a box that has, you look in there, there's a couple bottles of very fine wine. You see some flowers. You see a box of chocolates. You see some handcuffs.
Jesus fucking
blindfolds.
Christ.
I put those. Once we get away, I keep those.
Well, you did
right,
pay
I guess
for
I could
that.
Keep it all.
Yeah. You have paid for this.
Yeah. I'll save this for when it can really be used.
And he gives you a key.
Okay.
With a number on a string that's attached to it.
Okay. I will say that number in all of our heads just so whatever your plans are, you know what the room number is.
Mm-hmm.
4N.
4N.
Like fourth floor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this thing.
In our... I'm going to...
And then he says, I hope you have a wonderful day. I know he will.
He definitely will.
As you leave, he looks at you, Tony, and says, next.
And then...
Oh, you know what? I forgot my money.
I was going to say, in our heads, should you guys get, like, the cheapest room so that you can walk up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something, maybe. I should do that.
Wait, I found it.
Rewind. Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind. Found it.
Of course, sir. How can
that was... That was scary. Embarrassing, really. Yes. Is Shems with me?
Yes.
Okay. Shems, we're just traveling together, right? So.
Yeah.
We would like a room for the evening. Do you have any openings?
Of course.
What is your most,
Also, you guys are rich. It's not like...
Oh, yeah, right?
It's not like you have to, like, be like, what's the basement room that you have? I'd like to share a room with the rats, please.
Is the fourth floor the top floor?
It looks to be, I guess, yeah.
Nice.
We got a top floor room so we can...
See the sights? We've never been here. Is there any way that we could get a room on the top floor? So that we can just kind of get a bird's eye view of the area.
Ah, yes. You can have one of our penthouses.
Perfect. How much would that be?
It is 5 gold pieces per night.
Okay. Sounds great.
And how many nights will Sir be staying for?
Let's say just a couple of nights. So two nights.
Ah, quite. That'll be a platinum piece from Sir.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you
want to
split it?
Sure.
So hard. I'm so hard.
He says, and if you need, the penthouse, of course, comes with any free coach rides anywhere in the city that you need.
Ooh.
He says, we're also offering our finest bottles of wine at very excellent prices.
Wonderful. Do you have any pineapple?
Jesus Christ, Tony!
pineapple one? I'm afraid I've not heard of such a thing.
Oh! Well, it's the newest thing in the Free Cities.
Free Cities? Where's our Free Cities?
Always hustling.
Oh, I mean, we've been traveling. Don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll make its way over here eventually.
Well, we don't have any pineapple wines, but we do have some fine ancient elven wines, some elven wines from the Ennaiadic era.
Made from elves or by elves?
Sir, I'm afraid I don't know how to respond to that question, aside from saying, by elves.
Oh, okay, just checking.
I'm quite concerned that Sir would ask such a question.
Yeah.
Well, you never know when traveling. I always like to be extra sure.
Okay. Of course, sir. He hands you a key that says 4S on it.
Did I kill you, Shams?
What are you going to do?
Probably the same thing. May as well.
What do you do?
I walk up and I'm like, well, am I out of luck? I was also looking for a penthouse.
Not at all. He says, it's 5 gold pieces a night. How would you like to pay?
One night, please.
All right. Thank you, sir. Anything else I can get you?
Champagne. To my room. In an hour.
Okay, one platinum piece.
Platinum. You ate it!
I'm so nervous.
He hands you a key that says 4E.
Nice. Thank you very much. So, 5 gold and a platinum?
Mm-hmm.
I head up.
There is a grand spiral staircase, like spiraling, and it's not like a tight spiral staircase, it's like a very grand and wide one that kind of goes up around the giant fountain in the center.
Cool.
And at the top of this big circular atrium that kind of goes to the ceiling, there's skylights. There's 4E, 4, directions work, 4E, 4S, 4W, 4N.
Oh, okay. He's in 4N?
Yeah.
Oh, nice hobbies.
Cool.
And so you two head up. So you all meet up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
In our heads, should we go into one of your rooms?
Do we need to?
I don't know.
I say let's just
I
get
mean,
this
we
started.
Shouldn't stand here.
All right. Just go in?
I mean, yeah. At right. Shims, you got the tool proficiency, right? In case this door's locked?
I have the key.
Oh, duh. Never mind. We did that whole thing so you could get the fucking key.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Right. We don't need any sort of plan. We're just going in.
I'm going to kill him.
Okay.
That's my plan. Do we need another plan?
I don't know. I'm just scared.
All right. So you unlock
I'll
the door.
I'll go in first.
Are you going to try to stealthily open the door, or are you just kind of...
I will try to stealthily open the door, because why not?
I'm standing very still next to her, so I don't fuck up her
before...
stealth. It's one of those the people goes the other way.
Or, like, can we... No, what's the word? Like, look through the keyhole. That's
oh, there you go.
Or is it, like,
the keyhole's got those little
through.
Privacy flaps over them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Would it... Stealth hey, or sleight of hand, which one did you say?
What's that?
I just didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little riveted in. It's like a little metal flap. And then when you put the key in, you have to, like, push it aside, put the key in. And there's slaps on both sides to keep people from peeking through your keyholes.
Smart.
Ew.
Did you say stealth
but
or sleight of hand?
Hand.
Stealth.
I'll take either, honestly.
Okay. Well, sleight of hand.
Ooh, I'm gonna make my cannon before we go in. And I can make two cannons now at once.
What's
so
that?
Make
I feel like it should. Well,
my gun.
What was
and
it?
I'm gonna make
well,
my kitty.
But we're gonna make noise as soon as we walk in, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'll take my coin back.
Yeah.
Thank you. 28.
Nice! You're gonna reroll for a 28, bitch!
I don't know. I'm scared.
You silently unlock the door. Turn the handle, open it. The door, which is well oiled and maintained in this hotel, quietly opens.
I go in first.
Okay, Romy, are you being stealthy or are you just stomping in your plate mail?
I'll try to be stealthy.
All right, well, stealth check with disadvantage.
Yeah, I'm in plate mail. 9. But it's quieter than if I wasn't stealthy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I was going for. I knew it was going to be bad.
So yeah, you said you opt in the side of safety and send the tank in first. Clink, clink, uh-huh. Clink. Do you all immediately follow, or are you just going in first?
I think we should go in and close the door.
No. You guys can stay back.
Everyone has... I would like to, before we open the door, to have made my cannons and also given everyone... 9 temporary hit points.
You know what else I think, though? This motherfucker have teleport.
Just wanted to say that for the record before we start.
You've seen him teleport away.
Yeah.
We don't have anti-magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've literally watched him teleport, so yeah. You definitely know that he does.
We'll see what happens.
For teleport, is that like a verbal or...
Yeah.
Ooh, throw up a silence.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you
can
do
like
it right
that.
Now if you want it.
Yeah.
All right, so you open the door, you walk in, there's a little bit of a hallway, and then it opens up into this large room with these big windows that overlook. You can see the desert in the distance, the half-built statue, the austere ossuary.
Can I just retcon something really quick?
Maybe.
She has silence, and I thought, why don't you cast it on me? I'll keep my stealth roll, but it'll keep me quieter as I walk through.
Can't cast it on a person. It has to be on a space.
Oh, you can't cast it on an object? Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. It's not going to work.
I also don't have silence.
I guess
maybe Colleen does.
No, I don't.
Did you give it up?
I don't know.
Never mind.
You used to have it. I know. But I think we talked about you swapping it out.
Because I never used it.
Bang.
As you walk in, so you see you got these big windows, the desk beyond, the austere ossuary. And you see, sitting in a chair, cross-legged in a meditative stance, Louis sitting there. You know, perfectly voluminous hair, eyes closed, you know, clean-shaven, well-dressed. Just little bits of smoke wisping off of his skin, little embers every now and again. And as he walks in, as you all walk in, he opens his eyes, and you see just these... unusually sharp, mesmerizing eyes.
Different than what he used to have?
No, you've never seen him before. You've seen him in a vision, but you've never actually been in his presence before.
I
guess you saw him in the...
I was going to say.
You saw him in the temple. That's right.
Yeah.
Not this close, but yeah, you saw him there, and the eyes look the same.
Okay.
He says, well, welcome. Not who I was expecting today, but always good to see old friends.
Who are you expecting to see today?
He says, it's none of your business. Hmm. He says, I must admit I'm impressed that you managed to slay two of the three of the champions.
Ruined your plans, huh?
He says, they were never my plans to begin with. He says, but they did what they needed to do.
So what's the next step?
He says, yes, I monologue, I give you my villainous plan, then you kill me and stop the plan. Is that the gist of this? Is this how this is going to go, Taika?
I mean, I'm going to kill you either way, but I'm curious. Did you achieve your life goal? Can you die a happy man because you enacted the violence and evil in the world that you wanted to?
He says, that is your perspective.
Oh, tit for tat. Come on. Yes or no? It was an easy question.
He says, am I talking to Taika or am I talking to Dan and Vera right now? You
puppet. I'm a puppet!
He says, why are you here?
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib.
He says, are you here because you promised Dan and Vera you'd kill me? You're the tool of her destruction so she can keep her hands clean. I don't have any pretenses about what I do.
How did you hang out with this guy?
This guy sucks.
It's actually interesting, you know, you've never seen him, he's always been a lot, like, more soft and, like, kind of like, if you've ever seen any cult documentary about what like, a prophet of that cult looks like, that's sort of a year has dropped. He is different. Something has changed in him.
Something has changed within him.
And the edges are just a little sharper. His anger that he maybe has been carrying this whole time, maybe not, is a little closer to the surface.
I'm going to kill him.
He says, Anari, the thrice lived. He says, you just keep coming back, don't you?
I do love to come.
He says, I hoped you'd have grown out of juvenile jokes.
Yes, always above everyone, aren't you?
Buzzkill.
He says, had a lot of faith in you, and you let me down.
Oh, she let you down on being a body that you were going to grow a monstrosity out of?
That was plan B.
Bad on ya. Such a disappointment not becoming a sack of meat.
It's not my fault Quentin couldn't handle it. I think you could have. But that's neither here nor there. So here's the thing. You're going to come here, you're going to try to kill me, I'm going to teleport away, you're going to hunt me down again. Is that the gist of this?
You could be a man about it and just battle us to the death.
Just die, is that what you'd hope?
Mm-hmm. Die like a real man instead of a coward running away and enacting all your plans through proxies.
So if we fight and you start losing, you won't run away?
Never.
The four of you will just happily die at my feet?
I am pretty confident that won't happen.
Why? Because you're some sort of protagonist? Says you were watching me in the woods that day.
Weird that you could tell that I was there.
He says, the whiff of Danavira is all over you.
Hmm.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
I'm popping off.
Everything I've heard about you makes you seem like a cool dude. Do you want to die like this?
Not particularly.
You can leave. It's really, she's the only person I have beef with. I mean killing Inari for a third time, I mean, at this point, who cares?
If you have beef with these people, you have beef with me. That's just the way it is. So, you want to die now or later?
I mean, we all die eventually. Preferably later. He says, what's your name?
I shoot him.
So as he's
my trigger finger has been itching.
Right, me too.
Shoot him.
So as he looks away from me, everybody else sees sand start to bubble up underneath his chair. And as soon as Shem says I shoot him, the sand comes up and fills his eyes and his mouth.
Well, it'll be an initiative roll. Yeah. You know, like he wasn't expecting you to pop out.
What?
This is actually going to be a pretty potentially a long fight. So this is actually where we're going to pick up next time.
He's not just going to teleport away?
No!
He might, but we'll see.
I'm a little nervous because I have one flash of genius left. So yeah. Just to let y'all know.
Guys, we killed a dragon.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I think we're going to be okay.
And if we're not, then whatevs.
Yeah. It's fine.
True. I should have prepped some stuff.
We did go into this expecting to kill this guy.
I didn't, but I was stupid and didn't prep anything.
I'm going to kill him so bad!
Well, guess what? Next session.
There's some character bleed here. I don't like this guy. And what do I do to people I don't like? I kill them!
That's I thought point. About when he was like... You can leave any time. You don't have to die. Like, okay. I didn't, though, because I'm a good friend.
You're never alone with us.